One of Us, written by Kylie Caden and read by Rebecca McCauley.
But we love each other. You adore the kids. You're devoted to them.
The dent lines on the doona spread out from where her husband sat and made the pattern become out of sync, just like his words.
I mean, I see your face when they blabber on with their long, boring stories, and you don't look bored at all. You're never token. You actually love them.
He nodded an impossibly slow nod.
I do.
Gertie shook her head.
You're Super Dad. Super Dad doesn't leave.
Ed's jaw twisted. He was feeling rubbish about it. She could tell. But this simply made no sense.
My anniversary card said I was the love of your life. That I was the best mother in the world. That you'd marry me again.
I would.
Her chin tucked in, disbelieving.
And yet, you're moving to Singapore.
The sentence had bumps in it, like the shaky breath filtering through her lungs. Gertie glanced at the framed family selfie she'd bribed the kids to smile for, after the forced removal of their screens on a Sunday afternoon to tackle the clifftop trail at Bondi. With all three inheriting Gertie's jet black hair, dark chocolate eyes and wide grins, Ed's mousy colouring seemed tame in comparison.
If it's just the job, we could come too. I know it's supposed to be a cauldron of humidity, but they have air conditioning, surely. And schools and specialists for Abe. He'd need some transitioning time, but we could manage it if...
Even as the words left her lips, Gertie predicted their eldest cat would collapse in a histrionic meltdown if Gertie even suggested their family emigrate to Singapore.
But the formal...
Ed gently placed his hand across Gertie's lips, and she sat, stunned, mute beneath his touch.
It's not just the job, Gert. The job is just a vehicle.
An excuse I can give to people to camouflage the fact that my rock-solid husband of 20 years is leaving me.
But she would not be told.
She was married to a man impressed with logic, persuaded only by facts. He'd do anything for his family. He always had. Before this strange mindlessness. He was the sausage sizzle volunteer at the school fundraiser, the dad who knew which kids had crusts cut off.